best I ever heard, huh?
Oh, that was
all right, they've left the band, folks.
Yeah, they've quit.
That's all they could take. It wasn't our fault. They started it.
Yeah. All right. Well, it looks like it's up to us, Mike, to do a duet here.
Duet time.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of shows as duets. Back when we used to play with David Grisman, he always used to turn us loose.
Yeah.
He used to call it running the dogs. You got to wear them out in order to, you know, play his music. But it was a lot of fun, and we used to go out and do shows. In fact, we came through Colorado once, but I don't think we ever made it here, did we?
No, this is our first time in Durango. I'm pretty excited. Daryl Angro in Durango.
It's Pagosa Springs, man. Could get a shot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, sorry.
But it does sound good.
Well, it sounded better that way anyway. I don't know.
Well, we'll do a little Brazilian number for you here. This is one written by the Bill Monroe of Brazilian mandolin playing. His name was Jacob do Bandolim. And it's true.
Yeah, actually, his name was himself after his own instrument. That
Jacob
cool.
do Bandolim, Jacob of the mandolin. This would be Daryl of the fiddle, Daryl do fiddle, Todd do bass.
Do bass.
His real name was Jacob Pick Bittencourt. You can see why he changed it.
Yeah.
He wrote a bunch of great tunes, and he wrote this one. He was inspired when he heard The Flight of the Bumblebee, and he wrote one called The Flight of the Fly.
But we call it The Fright of the Fry. Because about by the time you get to the end of it, it feels like you're frying, and it's pretty frightening.
It basically has all the notes, and they come right after one another without ever as much as a microsecond. Here we go. Fright of the Fry.
All right, I'm going to come over here by you.
Oh, yeah, get close so I can hear what you're doing there. All right.
Thank you.